Welcome to Sunday Sermons and other recordings from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis, California. Please visit our website at www.uudavis.org for further information.
So this morning is our water communion service, and you'll be asked to bring forward water that represents a specific question about your life. And I just want to say right up front, and I've been asked to make this more explicit, that this needs to be more than a travel log. So there are some people in this room who can go to faraway places, and there are other people in this room who cannot. And so for us to be sensitive to all of our ability to travel, to go places, to be privileged, let us be thoughtful of how we introduce how we have been changed and how we are connected through specific experiences, and we are bringing water to represent that. So I just ask you to hold that lens as you introduce your water today.
Welcome. You are welcome here on this special Sunday for our beloved in-gathering water communion. We come to be together to know what we are, a part of something larger than ourselves, to know there is a place where we all belong, and where we are encouraged to live into our ideals. You are welcome here in all your fullness, your race and culture, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious views, or political party. Come to connect with community. Come to honor the earth. Come to claim your spirituality. Come to build the world that we all dream is possible. If this is your first time here, we hope you will stop by our welcome table so we can get to know you better. Here you will find a community of caring and sharing. This morning you are invited to light a chalice at the back of the sanctuary, and to start the fall, they're all clean and new back there, and write in our milestone book. If you wish, we'll add your joy or sorrow to this morning's pastoral prayer, or to the caring corner in our bulletin. Please let us know if you would like to connect with a minister or a member of our caring team. To acknowledge all that is being held by the people in this room, we light one pillar candle for the sorrows of the world, for the moments that weigh heavy on our hearts. We also light a pillow candle for the joys of the world, for the moments of hope and celebration. Now let us center through music. This morning, I'm very happy to invite Claire Bradley and her family down to light the chalice. So Claire is a lifelong Unitarian, and Claire and Rich joined the church in 1968, and they raised their children in the church, including Heidi, who's no longer a child, and now Heidi's raising her daughters, Karina and Kyla. I'm not sure who's up. So we're very happy for you to light the chalice. Thank you. And I'm going to read a chalice poem by Julianne Lepp that's called Open to Unexpected Answers. We seek our place in the world and the answers to our heart's deep questions. As we seek, may our hearts be open to unexpected answers. May the light of our chalice remind us that this is a community of warmth, of wisdom, and welcoming of multiple truths.
So we'll be doing our water communion ritual. And how this will flow is the same as the way we did it last year, which is we'll be singing a couple of rounds of the song that you learned with Allison, starting out, that refrain. And then after we sing that, Melanie's going to just play a little on the piano, and you can come on down the aisle, and there'll be two ways to come and add water to the altar here. And I just want to point out that this altar was created on a multi-generational effort yesterday late afternoon by Jackie Levia Conklin and her husband Louis and Camilo and also Kai and Megan Kelly. So it was a great effort, as well as Indigo Banks was also a part of helping out and playing with the boys. So after we sing and then walk down, there'll be two opportunities to add water to this. And then we're going to be asking for some brave volunteers to make one gesture to form a prayer. You'll see. Stay with us. And so we're going to sing our hymn of celebration, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In. Please rise in body or spirit. So if you have found a connection, and we're going to ask you to pick one, as opposed to saying, you know, I did find connection, and it actually was outside my home, and it was with friends and family, and it brought justice to the world. I'm going to get up four times. No, we think maybe once. So life is full of decisions, and we're going to ask you to pick one. And do you want to add anything to that?
Well, I'm just noticing how many people are here, and we all have so much to share, and so we'll do the short
that
snippet,
postcard
version, not the long letter home version, mm-hmm. is perfect. And if you were here during the first service and you feel like you already shared, then we'll hold your sharing with us. And if you really have to come down, you can make it even shorter for the second time around.
Thank you, Morgan. So if you found your connection through nature, come on down. If this is what you'd like to focus on. And you can go to either side, which means, I guess, like taking communion, you know, it goes a little smoother if there are several stations, so people can come on over here as well. Yeah.
So lonely over here.
I know. Ted's lonely, he says. He's having a hard time. You can come closer here. Do you want to, here you go.
This is water from Lake of the Woods in the Sierra Crest. It flowed down this side of the Sierra, and its cousins are probably going by down the river. And I was thinking about my family that climbed around in the mountains all these years.
This is water from the glacier-fed lakes of Slovenia that I got to swim in this summer.
Just very recently, my husband and I went to the little town of Mount Shasta, and we got the water from the faucet on our camp site, and then took the scenic route through the mountains to the base of Mount Shasta. Quite beautiful.
This is actually water from my kitchen tap. to give thanks for the fact that we can drink safe water out of our, right there in our kitchens. but it also is in memory of all those years of backpacking when all you had to do when you crossed a stream was reach down with your Sierra Club cup and drink the water.
This is water from along the Mendocino coast and looking out into the ocean and thinking it seems like it goes on forever and it's eternal and safe and all that it offers us. And then such awareness that the oceans are struggling and they're trying to take in and absorb all that CO2 we're putting out and hoping that they can keep their health and continue that service for us.
This is water from Point Reyes, my own very little heaven.
This is water from the small little mining town of Graniteville.
This is water from Sea Ranch. We've been going there since 1983, less often now, but we basically raised our children there, and my husband says it's the only place I relax because I find such peace with the ocean.
This Davis tap water represents my love of my community.
This is water from the Pacific Ocean and the Oregon Dunes National Recreation Area and the mossy tables, I've been told to say, of the Queets Rainforest in the Pacific Northwest. And also from a spring when I went backpacking with my husband where we could drink right from the ground.
This represents water from Lake Lewiston. We went there for a mini vacation and to fish. Well, the first day we got there, we were too tired, so we didn't fish. Well, that night, there was the worst storm they have had in years. And it rained, and it blew, and it thundered, and it lightninged. We were afraid it wasn't going to rain and that everything would catch fire. Well, the next morning, it was so foggy, we still couldn't go fishing. You couldn't see this far ahead of you. But by the afternoon, we decided, well, we can't go fishing, so we'll go antiquing. So we did that in the afternoon. Came back, and we were sitting outside feeding the deer. There were seven deer there. Seven. All different sizes. All tiny. And I looked across the way, and the smoke was coming down the mountain. Smoke. It was getting thicker and thicker. And we watched it a while and I said, I'm leaving. And we left. And now there's a raging fire there. Over 8,000 acres have burned so far. We're grateful that we got away.
This represents a giant granite rock that I laid on with my cousin as we reconnected, hearing the river babble behind us and watching the stars.
This represents the water from Spring Lake. I went there with my daughter and my twin grandbabies, and it represents the beauty of family together enjoying the outdoors and introducing these little ones to the beauty of nature.
And this represents water from the farm in Wisconsin where I was born and where I was visiting 3 Sundays ago.
Okay, water from a great river flowing into an even greater sea, cementing in my mind the expanding human relationships that I experienced over the summer.
This is water from the bird bath in our backyard, which is shared by about 10 different species of birds.
Thank you. So this water represents water from our trip to Australia. The water bottle actually did go with us. We were at Fraser Island in the rainforest, and we actually drank water directly from its source. It was amazing, from a stream. And just nature in Australia was incredible.
And this water, Morgan and I are talking about how it will be used this coming year. And child namings and other rituals will see this water again.
And so, as we think about nature, we invite someone here to give us a movement, an embodied prayer, one motion that we can all do that will represent for us that moment, that connection to nature. Is anyone feeling called to
and
give us
a
motion?
It's not that 9:30, you know, if we can go beyond, we've got some agreement that, yeah, we had some brave people at 9:30, and
true,
we're looking for more brave people.
Yeah. Come on up.
Come on up.
Heidi Scott. Okay.
I think of praying.
Okay, everyone's doing. Thank you, Heidi. No, you're going to be called back again.
And so before we start singing again, be prepared. If your experience of connection was from your home, think about what that meant to you. And as we sing, please make your way down the ramp.
I got this water from church, and church is my favorite place.
Because of many journeys, both of body and spirit, this water's from home, because that's where they all begin and hopefully where they always end.
This water is from one of our current homes. We are literally in the middle of transitioning from one home to another, so it is a moment of changing connections.
This water is from our little farm, which has been our home for 35 years. It is quite literally the water that sustains us. Our trees we planted 20 years ago have deep roots, as we do. And it's home. It's where we raised our four children, where both our fathers died.
This is water from our garden hose, which has been sustaining our garden for the past year, and our garden in turn has been sustaining us.
This is Davis water, and this summer I spent a lot of time with my, my teenager at home, getting ready for her to go off to college.
This is water from my home, but it represents the stream that runs behind the home of my son, daughter-in-law, and new granddaughter who live in Felton, California, and a place that I'll probably be spending a lot more time.
This water is from the north coast of California, and I know I'm talking about home. It represents the first vacation Craig and I had without parents, without teenagers, in many a year.
My summer was one of disconnection from home as I dismantled my home of 36 years and moved to a lovely new apartment at University Retirement Community where I'm making new connections.
My sister Chris and I enjoyed a vacation, her first in years, at Point Reyes. This could have been from the waves at North Beach, but instead it's from my own home, which I value so much.
So, who has one gesture for home? And bonus if they are shorter than my shoulders for someone who comes up to do this. Neil, come on up. Think about what gesture would you like us all to do that we can do for home. So everyone, home. So don't go away, because we need to do the first one again. So Heidi, and we'll follow and then follow. Thank you. Thank you. So the next one is with friends and family. How have you experienced connection? And this is the story of your water. And
this stone represents the joy of watching a young one learn to swim and relish the jumping into the pool.
This water represents our time spent away, just us as a family unit in Palm Springs, where we swam and played board games and watched movies and napped, and it was great.
My wife, Jimena, and son, and I went to Chile to visit my wife's family for the summer, and this represents the water that didn't make it through airport security.
This represents the water that my children found joy in all summer.
This water represents a trip I took to visit my partner's mother and stepfather in Pennsylvania last weekend, and the reminder that I have that despite our differences, we're all in this together, and also my sister's baby who was born just before I took my trip.
This is water from off the coast of Jamaica, where my husband and I spent our honeymoon this year, and not only did we make new connections with each other by getting married, but new connections with our family and our friends.
This water is from Australia. We had a wonderful family vacation there, got to climb the Sydney Bridge, and we saw a lot of crocodiles in this water.
This water is water left over from my daughter's trip when she drove from Missouri to home with two cats.
This water is from the Applegate Valley in southern Oregon, where Lily and I ventured this summer to visit my sister and her husband, who tend 5 acres of wine grapes on a 30-acre plot, and we didn't drink too much wine. Lots of water, though.
Ron and I went hunting this summer, and we located 6 of the grandchildren who don't travel to us. Found them, had dinner with them. It was wonderful. Los Angeles and Willits.
This is imaginary water from our swimming pool, where a week ago we celebrated at a family reunion, including my brother, who I've known all my life, which is over 74 years, and explored our connections to family back that was born in the 1800s and sort of weeded through and a variety of photos and slides and so on that just date back, and it brought back a lot of memories.
Thank you.
This water represents water from Loch Awe in Scotland, where I went with my brother and his wife, and she's 83 and suffering from scleroderma. So I was very happy to be with her. I love her as a sister and hope she will make it through one other winter.
This water is from Lake Solano, where I went for a walk with my 89-year-old mother-in-law and my 96-year-old father-in-law, where I was reminded that a diminishment in capacity, either physical or mental, does not mean a diminishment in joy.
This water is our family connection. And the ways that becoming parents have connected us to our own parents and to generations of people who have loved children and made families in many ways.
To the water.
This water represents seeing having our four grandchildren together for the first time at our house this summer in 3 years. I think. And it was a joy to have them all together.
Thank you. This is a mix of water from Japan, where I reconnected with parts of my family that I hadn't seen a lot of before, and South Africa, where I met a lot of new friends this summer.
This water is from a house where my family celebrated changing connections as my mom moves into her first year of retirement, my engagement, and what we eagerly anticipate being the last family trip without a baby around.
I'm Robin Daddle. This is water from the Verde River in Arizona, where 40 members of my husband's family gathered for a celebration of life for his brother Hank, who was the first of the six siblings to die. But I was reminded by being at the river, which flowed by Hank's property, that his gifts are going to keep flowing through his children, grandchildren, siblings, nieces and nephews, his former students. He was a high school biology teacher, his community, his colleagues and friends of the Verde River.
And finally, if your experience of connection happened through work for justice for this world, please prepare to come down the ramp and share your experience.
Hi, this water is from Lake Chautauqua, which is located in the extreme southwest corner of New York State. Kay and I spent 2 weeks in Chautauqua Institute, where they really make an effort to reach out and understand the force that exists in the world. It's an experience I can recommend to everyone.
This is a San Pellegrino bottle, one of the many brands owned by Nestle Corp. They have control of many of the very best water sources in the planet, and they have a worldwide agenda of genocide against all the peoples of color on this planet. Please research all the different brands, not just of water, food, candy, and everything by Nestle. Boycott them. Teach your families. Teach your neighbors. We've got to stop this.
This represents water from Spokane, Washington, where I attended General Assembly, and I connected with lots of UUs of color from all over the United States, and that was a very rewarding experience.
And so now we need one person with a gesture for justice to come on down. Oh, here's. She didn't need to get down, so here we go. So we need all four people back again. One, two, three, four, and we will follow their lead. Amen. Amen.
I'm Barbara Clutter and currently have the honor of being the chair of the board of our congregation. In the Unitarian Universalist tradition, each congregation is free to choose its own ministers. And by the same token, each minister is free to choose the congregation she serves. In 2016, a trusted hiring team enthusiastically recommended Reverend Morgan McLean to our board of trustees. With equal enthusiasm, the UUCD board chose to hire Reverend Morgan McLean. The congregation's support for her ministry has continued to grow over the past 3 years. Today, we recognize Reverend Morgan McLean with a new title of Minister for Congregational Life. This ceremony that recognizes the relationship between Reverend Morgan and our congregation is based not only on our heritage, but upon the hopes and aspirations we hold for the future.
Hi, I'm Claudia. I'm the vice chair of the board. This is the first time in the history of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis that we will have a minister of congregational life. We have chosen to add a position for congregational life as we look toward creating more support for the programs of this church. Reverend Morgan's portfolio has 4 major areas of congregational life, and today we want to affirm her ministry and leadership by naming the current areas, and we're going to offer a flower for each. The first is pastoral care, that we might together create a community of care.
Thank you.
The next is membership, that we might together create a community of connection. Third is lifespan learning, that we might together create a community of exploration. And last but not least is small group ministry and deep listening groups, that we might together create a community of sharing.
We'll all gathered here today, please rise in body or in spirit. Will you, the gathered congregation, pledge your support and encouragement of this ministry? If so, please say, we will.
We will.
Now you may be seated. All of us here are excited to recognize and affirm this shared ministry. Together, may we be inspired to transform the world with love.
So the request from Reverend Banks was to create a representation of a stole that was whimsical. And Barbara said, what could be more whimsical to represent a stole than a paper chain? Mm-hmm. So here we are. So as the new minister for congregational life, we are presenting Morgan with pieces of our congregation's life. There is fabric there from the elders' quilts and fabric from the quilts we created for the Boys from Progress Ranch. There is fabric from the quilt for the auction, which funded the technology upgrades, which Morgan is very involved in. There is fabric from the stoles for the intern ministers, and there is also fabric there from the quilt for your daughter.
Thank you.
So this is whimsical, scrappy, and definitely imperfect, but what we hope to present to Morgan in the future is something, a stole that will represent, be special, that will be a symbol of her role as our minister for congregational life, and most of all, that will be something uniquely Morgan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mindful of the privilege and responsibility which are mine as the Minister for Congregational Life, I pledge to minister alongside with you. I look forward to the opportunity to know you even better and more deeply. To the best of my ability, I will live the truth of love and fulfill the several offices of minister in a Unitarian Universalist congregation. I will cherish and cultivate the ways of reason, freedom, and spiritual growth among you, and share our faith in the wider community.
So this ceremony is a recognition that an assistant minister deals with tasks in a congregation, but that your ministry is that of full areas of our congregational life. And so in that way, I welcome you again, although I have welcomed you 3 years ago, in a very different capacity, and just say what a joy it is,
yes,
to be working with you.
Thank you.
And may our microphones not get entangled.
We made it.
We made it.
Thank you.
And we extinguish one of our pillars with sorrows, knowing that we have gained support here, and extinguish the pillar with joys, knowing that we can carry them with us, and the chalice, hoping that the inspiration and the feeling of connection that we have gained here will be here through the week. So our time together has not really ended, because you will be invited, and you can take hands right now, to come up and take some of this water to bless these grounds. And we have some paper cups here that can be reused to take this and bless the grounds. But we also are not done with eating. So there is a cake reception for Morgan out those halls. So you can dip your water, sprinkle, last service. Boy, a lot of little kids blessed a lot of places out there. And then go on in and have some cake and know that you're going to see this water again and again and again. Let this congregation say amen.
Amen. Amen.